It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, this is how it, I mean, I guess it wasn't how it all began, but this is really how it all began. Chris is here.
Hey.
Me and Chris.
Nobody else.
That's it.
Fuck them.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't go that hard. You know what I mean? I don't, I'm not that hardcore about it, but, you know, you do seem pretty passionate. How you been?
I'm good. Doing well.
How are things?
I'm busy. You know, it's hot out.
Yeah. We've been busy.
You know, just trying to deal with the weather. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just changes in life, a lot more grays than I used to have. A couple other things. I've lost a significant amount of weight, and dealing with that, none of my clothes fit. And it's weird because it's cool when you're, it's not the, in so many ways, I'm not Jared from Subway, but I'm not him in the sense that I'm all excited with like showing like my big pants. Like I didn't try to lose weight. I just lost a bunch of weight and now I need to get new clothes.
So do you feel
I bought a pair of pants.
Are you fit or?
No, I'm just.
That's what I wonder. Are we fit or are we unhealthy?
I think we're just really average, normal bodied people. Mm. Like I'm fat for European, you know? Like you ever go to Italy? Well, you've been to Italy, obviously. Like, and you just feel like, just like a lumpy piece of trash because they're all like so tiny and like, we're not there yet, but I'm not like chubby anymore either.
Well, I think that they have,
but nothing fits me.
They have the advantage of, they walk everywhere, which is kind of what we do now.
Yeah,
we do quite a few steps.
But yeah, you asked how I'm doing. That's how I'm doing.
All right.
Getting older, getting skinnier, which is cool. Usually you get older and heavier.
I imagine you don't listen to the show much.
No. You know what, though? I don't have like a commute.
Right.
Because I walk to work because I live so close. So I don't even listen to like, I don't even know what new music is out there. No, I don't.
You don't.
Anything new?
How's
that new girl?
Everyone's good. Everyone's doing great.
The whole team is still the team.
Everyone's good. Yeah. Everyone's doing really good. You brought up an interesting thing. I think I mentioned this on the show. I didn't know. I had to ask who Dua Lipa was.
I know who Dua Lipa is.
Well, I don't know that, like, because you know what it is? Now I just hear songs. And to your point with the no commute happening, it's not like I'm watching anything in the car that's telling me who's singing it, you know?
Yeah.
I just hear the song. And now Jack Harlow.
So Jack Harlow to me is I don't understand him. I know his name, but that's it. But I'm also on a social media cleanse this entire summer. So I used to see things like on Instagram or Twitter, like, oh, check out Jack Harlow's new song. I don't know.
So I don't know him.
I know who he is. If he walked in the room, I'd be like, that's Jack Harlow. Or if somebody looked like him, I'd be like, look at this Jack Harlow looking guy. But I can't tell you much about his music.
I knew who Jack Harlow was. I had heard the name before because of someone I stand for, Chet Hayes.
He's I got no time for that fucking guy. And I love a train wreck, but that guy, I just got no time for
him. I'm fascinated by him. I really am. I don't know if it's performance art or what, but there's so much happening.
No, I don't think it is, because he's been doing this since we were working in Mawa. We were sharing his videos with each other back in the BLK days. So he's nothing if he's not consistent. It's just, if you're Tom Hanks' kid and you're not famous yet for the reason you want to be famous, you should just shift gears, you know? He reminds me of Malibu's Most Wanted. Remember that guy?
Yes, that's exactly who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly who he is. He's a Malibu's Most Wanted guy. Absolutely.
I think we just found our way into a rap beef.
We did. That's all right. That's fine.
Yeah.
You're taking this one.
I'm fine with that.
So a couple of things. So since you don't listen to the show, we had a question that came in that caused quite a stir. A young lady that was asking if it was strange that her boyfriend, who she hadn't been seeing that long, has what he calls a me day, where basically he just addresses himself He just, you know, plays it himself. That's what he does.
Plays with himself?
Yeah, basically, like, they don't get it on with each other. He takes care of it himself.
In front of her?
She didn't.
I need to know that.
No, it wasn't in front of her. She said that basically he's in a room that, like, he's got, like, I assume an Xbox or something in there. But he shuts the door. And I guess.
Why are you assuming he jerks off with an Xbox in the room?
Well, I think I'm trying to recall the question without reading the question. It was, I think she actually said that there was a room that had like a video game system. And
oh, so he like plays video games and
like a man cave,
beats it all day.
Like a man cave of sorts, you know?
I mean, I think it's good to have a me day, but I don't know that you need to.
Well, this came up.
It's good to like do what you want for a day, I guess. I guess I support it.
People are just bugging, but you know, she was asking, "Is it weird?" But people were writing, and so this came in. This was a chime. Please keep my name anonymous if you read this, which I will. I'll do that. But dear Albie, I wanted to share my personal story in reference to the topic of the me day on the latest podcast. I had gotten married young, at 20, in a very religious family where it's the custom to wait to have sex until you're married. During that entire marriage, my husband preferred to pleasure himself over the actual act of having sex. We were intimate at times, but he made it known that he didn't enjoy having sex, and a few years ago, he accused me of raping him. Needless to say, that marriage is over. Unfortunately, because I come from such a religious background, breaking up a marriage causes you to be shunned, so I lost my friends and family in the church. But now, I'm living my best life all around without the limitations of before.
I was just going to say, I bet you she's got a way better thing going now. Because who wants to deal with that? What was it? Who's that weird-ass family? The Duggars? There's like 30 of them.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. It seems like that. Like, there's like super if you're very religious, God bless. No pun intended, but it's, you know, good for you. I'm not saying that being religious is bad. But there are people that take it too far. Like, there's like families that like have like 30 kids, and like one knows how to work on cars, and one knows how to like cook, and one knows how to clean, and one knows how to build stuff, and one knows how to fix stuff, and they just like exist in their own little family community. The amount of family we have is like my bar for like, this is just about too much family involvement. So they seem very, if your family's, new rule, if your family's involved in your sex life, it's just too far. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, you're shunned for breaking up your marriage. Fuck off, man. You don't know. This guy was, you don't know anything about that.
Well, I think it's
And how do you expect to make the right decision at 20? Well, what decision would you have made at 20 years old that you wouldn't regret right now?
Well,
if you stuck with it the whole time?
But think about it like this, right? Is it a family, well, I mean, I suppose this is an extension of the family. Is this where we go wrong when you get religion involved in stuff like this?
Yeah, I think religion is just, I think it's a loaded gun. I think if you are a mature person, you can handle it. If you're not a mature person, you could take it too far in any direction. Like, that's why people, I mean, a lot of the problems in the world stem from that. And again, I'm not saying religion's bad. I think it's a good thing. It provides a lot of stability and all that good stuff. But there's people that are like letter of the law people, like, you know, like the people, is Chick-fil-A a sponsor?
No.
The people at Chick-fil-A, fuck them. Like, you go out of your way to say, we don't do gay weddings. First of all, no one's trying to get married at Chick-fil-A. Second, that's just mean. Like, why are you being mean just because somebody, you're not even in front of that person? You know, Hobby Lobby a sponsor?
Actually, I think they might have been at one point. Yeah. But then, no, maybe not. No, I got
Same
I'm
thing.
Them confused.
They also
else.
Are against doing gay weddings.
Are they?
Yeah. So
well, then they're not a sponsor anymore.
But it's just a weird thing to me that, like, because of your religion, you're willing to hurt other people's feelings. I think it's a shitty thing, which is weird because I hurt people's feelings on the show all the time. It's like my role here. But I do it because I'm an asshole. I don't do it in the name of Jesus.
Well, it's just so much energy put into things. Like, did you see the Dave Grohl thing?
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, like that was pretty funny. Now, I thought what I found a little bit strange too, though. Now, I didn't get the full context. Are they protesting outside of his concert, or were they just protesting in general?
That's I think
where
they were doing
up.
A thing like near his concert. But I don't like, know if they were protesting
him,
his concert.
Or,
I don't know. Probably. I mean, maybe. Probably. They do concert stuff a lot. I feel
just
like.
Remember, like, you know, it's crazy to think back. I was thinking this the other day. It's weird for me to watch the Olympics this year because they all still say 2020, the 2020 games.
Do they?
The signs like actually in Japan say 2020 and there's nobody in the stands, which I'm finding.
What's the time difference?
Not that long. But it's crazy to me because I start saying to myself, you know, it's almost like the year that it obviously happened but didn't happen. It like jumped a year. Because when I think of 2019, that was the last like real normal year, right? And the time that we'll probably look back on as the quote-unquote good old days, okay, was really freaking crazy. Like 2019 was no bargain either.
Do you remember everyone was so excited for 2016 to end? I remember that was the year that everyone was like, yeah, 2016, good. Or was it 20?
Well, like no, 20...
When Trump got elected, I remember everyone was so mad all the time that first year. And yeah, because it was 2016. They were like, yeah, 2016 just got to end. It's just got to end. And I think it's only gotten worse.
It's pretty wild. I mean, I don't want to, you know.
I don't even politics out. I'm just saying that was my reference point. I remember that was the 2016 election, and I remember it being a very hostile time.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it brings us into the next topic. I had a couple people write in, not necessarily questions, but a lot of themes, asking, you know, do I think people are stir crazy these days? Are we going nuts? Is our threshold for stuff a little bit different? And it made me think of what we had to deal with. Now, where we are in this hotel every day, we deal with some pretty wild stuff, okay? And I would say, you know, I don't know that it's people acting out of character because at the end of the day, you got to remember we're also working at the Jersey Shore, right? But we had to pull somebody out of the koi pond the other day. We have a pond of koi, okay? And a gentleman just decided this is the time to just jump in there and get a picture and do whatever. And it just, to me, it's like, are we... It's almost like we're so desperate to have a good time while we're out now that just everyone's like, it's just all over the map.
I think a lot of people, yeah, I think people are bored and people are kind of pent up. And I also feel like I'm one of like 100 people on the planet that aren't angry about everything. Like, I'm wondering if it's bad how little I care about shit because I don't get into like arguments about things like everyone else. But yeah, I do think people are bored and people are stir crazy for sure. I think also you see a lot of this with like parents and things, but now I think you see it with everybody. They like listen to whatever they listen to or watch whatever they watch, and I think they start to embody that. So like if you're somebody that watches like, I don't know, a certain news channel all the time, you're just going to become really passionate about like repeating those points over and over again because it's just the only form of like human voice that you heard for years, like what you watch on TV. Like I'm out of movies, like completely out of movies, so I, you know, like there's nothing else to watch. So when it comes to like, I don't know, I think people just are, they're taking on different personas based on their kind of like there's nothing to do every day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to avoid people because lately, to your point, people are fucking crazy. So I've just been kind of, it's just been a weird, it's been a weird year, and I'm hoping it gets back to normal.
Well,
whatever normal is.
Normal is also responding to questions. This, again, on the crazy family tip was big this week. Dear Albie, I'm 40, been married 16 years. My husband's family are adult bullies to me, and others have treated me bad from the beginning of our marriage. I eventually was kicked out of the family for not following their unspoken rules. Long story. Anyways, my husband cannot mentally handle me talking about their behavior. They are still toxic to this day, or he can't mentally handle me talking about COVID. He gets mad and angry if I do talk about those topics. He even has gotten verbally and physically abusive. I feel controlled by him and muzzled. Is he right and I should not talk about those things? I am so confused because talking is my personality and I hate to be controlled. What can I say? Also, I feel like that's his role as a husband is to listen to his wife. What do you think?
I think when you're at home, you should feel very comfortable to say and do whatever you so please, so long as it's not hurting another person. So the only person breaking a rule in my book is him.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck that guy, fuck his family, and you should go do your own thing. Because again, first of all, the physically, mentally abusive thing, I just have no patience for. I think it's the lowest thing you could do to another person. Second, again, I think if there's one, I think there's one thing that's really criminal in this world, and it's not feeling like you could be yourself in your own home. We see it with Britney.
We do. Apparently, there was some movement on that today.
I don't know. I mean, first of all, I do have to say, when you're saying, like, I got kicked out, I don't know how you get kicked out of a family for unspoken rules. Like, and then you say long story. I kind of need to know the story at that point to, like, have an idea of how crazy this family is. But a lot of people will stick with a relationship because, like, oh, well, it's a good family. I like the people around them. And, like, he's not terrible. But it doesn't sound like there's any redeeming qualities to your marriage. And you should just get out of there.
I think, to me, it doesn't even need to be details. The second you use physical abuse, done. You know, that's that. I mean, I think that there's, you know, that's definitely not something you should tolerate. And that's 100% certainly not something you caused by talking about his family. You know, like, look.
I also think once you're married, and our family's probably going to get upset, but I would imagine dad and mom both feel the same way. Once you're married, that's your family.
Mm-hmm.
So you shouldn't tolerate any disrespect towards your family. Like, if Cassandra and I got married tomorrow, she's not allowed to, I don't want to say allowed, but I'm not going to tolerate her being like, hey, your brother's a piece of shit and I hate your sister and all that. And I'm going to tell her, well, we're married, so you're more important. But you're also my family. So, like, the same way that I wouldn't let my wife talk badly about my family, I'm not going to let my family talk badly about my wife. It's you're all the same amount of important to me. Or more in you know, over time. Like, I would imagine after three kids and 30-something years of marriage, dad doesn't look at mom as an equal to his sister. They've been through more life together. So I think he needs to – granted, again, I'm still on the opinion of you should just get out of there. But once you're married and you've started a family, that's what – you didn't start a co-op family. You started a family. It's a new branch of that family, and that's the one you have to take the most seriously.
You're also in there 16 years.
That's a long time.
That's
I didn't
a really
hear
long
that.
Time. Yeah, it's 16 years.
Yeah, he's not. I don't like this guy.
You know, like it's really just, you know, it's unacceptable if you're dating a guy 16 minutes. But I think no matter what, you know, you get into some other questions. I mean, like, taking that aside. You know, I think it's the role of everybody in a relationship to listen to each other. I think that things stress, like, it's important to understand what stresses other people out. But there's a difference between having a trigger for, you know, reasons that we might not fully understand that just creates an argument, and then somebody getting physically abusive. That's a totally different thing. There really just shouldn't be a trigger for that. So, you know, outside of all of this, I mean, you know, there's just nothing, like Chris is saying, there's just no redeeming quality there. Just not seeing it. Not seeing it at all. That's just me. That is just me.
Well, it's not just you, because I said it too.
Well, right. Yeah, true. All right.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Got another one here. Dear Albie, Candace, Don, and Jules. So,
I'll stay quiet.
Whatever. Appreciate your sage advice on a family dispute. I have an upcoming family vacation plan with my in-laws, my husband's parents, siblings, and our children. My husband's parents have graciously offered to pay for the trip, and we have accepted. My husband's parents and sister have planned everything. Early on in the planning, my husband and I said that on one of the 9 days that we would like to go somewhere specific, and others are welcome to come. Turns out, the others in the family don't want to go. My mother-in-law has brought it up a few times trying to talk us out of it and clearly doesn't want us to go. Each time I brushed it off casually, saying it's not a big deal that we do something on our own one of those days, but she clearly seems annoyed. I don't want to be disrespectful, fully appreciate their generosity. Am I wrong and should I back down? This is something my husband really wants to do, and the way I see it, a family vacay doesn't mean the whole family does everything together every single day. Love your show, Annie. Interesting. Well, you know what? Here's the thing, and I don't like saying this, but usually I'm not the guy that's like, oh, hey, we need more information. That's not my thing. It's a long trip. 9 days is a long ass trip.
It's a long
okay.
Trip.
just because they're paying for stuff doesn't mean that you can't go on a different kind of an excursion. And you should, especially when you're inviting everybody else. But if you're saying like, hey, everyone's afraid of heights and we're going skydiving, okay, and the mom's got some kind of anxiety and you're going to turn her into a, you know, a complete tailspin or whatever, or whatever you're doing is like dangerous, like that's a different kind of thing, you know? Like I wouldn't, if whatever you're doing is stressing her out because of what the actual subject matter of the thing is, like what the actual activity is, that's a little bit different. But if you're saying, hey, listen, we want to see the sunset from a different angle, then tell them chill out. You're with them 9 days.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone, it should be kind of like when you go to a destination wedding, like there's an itinerary and there's like three things, like the wedding, the rehearsal dinner, and the welcome dinner that are like mandatory. Everything else is like, hey, here's what we're doing. You know, like we're going to do one family breakfast every morning. We're doing breakfast here. If you want to join, great. If you don't want to join, no big deal. But I mean, they're paying. So I guess your other option is just not going or paying your own way and being like, hey, thanks for the generosity, but we don't want to feel obligated to do shit that we don't want to do. So I'm just going to pay our own way and we'll meet you a few times along the way. But I don't know.
I don't like situations like that. Like I get like that even at restaurants when I know somebody else is buying dinner I don't order. Like I kind of feel obligated to like make the least impact. Like I'm worried about like carbon footprint in a thing like that. Like I'm not trying to stress somebody out. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, I'm big on like I don't really like to take much if I don't if it's in my control to do that. So like, you know, even you know, like when we used to get shore houses and things, like I would feel a need to like help cook or clean or something like that because, you know, that's mom and dad. But I get it though. Like you get one vacation, 9 days is a long time to spend with any group of people. But she's married, right?
I believe it says that.
So
yeah.
Like what's the worst that happens? You know, don't hang out with them a few days. Like they're not going to like vote you off the island.
Right.
You know?
They should be able to do that, though.
That'd be pretty
fun.
That's
a concept that I think
we should kind of... That's a cool vacation idea.
Just in general.
Hey, Urbano's here. Hold on.
What's happening, Urbano?
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing.
How we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you know. Chilling. We're talking about crazy families.
Where do we start?
Well, this lady just now was coming in. There are two things. Number one, we're talking about...
And yes.
I'll bring up the second topic, I guess second, but have you ever gone on like in-law vacations?
No, but when I had my girlfriend, like we would go, like we took her mom with us, like we drove to Canada or we took road trips or we went to Florida, we took her mom. But her mom was super sweet.
If somebody was paying for you to go on a trip and you said, all right, listen, we're going to plan our own thing one day. Do you think like if someone's paying for you to go on a trip, would you think it's messed up if you're paying for a trip?
Okay.
And I say to you, oh, cool, this is awesome, but on day 7, okay, 9-day trip, I'm going to go do this. All are welcome to join.
Okay.
Is it messed up to do your own thing on that trip?
To do that? If that person on day 7 is saying, listen, I found this super thing and it's cool and I want to try it and it's my treat if everyone would like to go, but it's something I'd like to do, I wouldn't be upset.
Right? I don't think that's weird either.
No.
Do you think it's weird if you were dating someone and then a few months in they said, I have a me day, and every Tuesday they just jerk off alone in a closet or a room?
No.
The closet made it weird.
Yeah, the closet made it weird.
Is that what they're really doing?
Yeah, they're playing with themselves. They have a me day.
And it's just in that me day.
They said, is it a red flag that this guy has one day to himself every week that they don't get intimate?
Is the me day... Like,
but what is it for? It's a mental health day. Like I need a mental health day for myself, and that might include fingering my asshole.
I think it was pretty obvious that that was going to be in the fold. I don't have the question in front of me, but he was basically she even made a move on him one day, and he was like, no, it's me day.
I mean, listen, everybody has their own Sabbath. Maybe that's his Sabbath. Like that's his holy day for himself that he set aside. That mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and physically, he needs to do his own thing. And when you're in a relationship with somebody like that, you kind of got to be like, all right, at least they're telling me.
Would you?
You know what I'm saying? Like, at least he's honest enough to say, listen, I need this one day to myself. And then all those other days, we could do whatever. And you could feel like the same. Like, we have that day that, remember we said we were going to call a day.
Yeah, but it wasn't that. So that's my question. Like, is it, if it's rooted in masturbation, it's a little weird. But yes, like I have Chris Day, or one day a year, if I text a handful of people, they have to stop what they're doing and hang out with me that day. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
And all those other people have like Urbano Day and Lauren Day. We invited you to this, but you didn't want anything to do with it.
No,
it's fine.
Cassandra Day and John Day and Tally Day. So we have like, you know, but it doesn't.
And the group has to just drop. You have
but
to just
really
be
what
going.
It is, yeah, is more of a threat.
Yeah.
Like I'm always like, I'm going to call Chris Day next week, and it just never happens. But it's nice to say. But it's not. That doesn't mean, hey, everyone, don't talk to me because I'm going to be in a closet.
Yeah, but I mean, it could also be just that's how she's seeing it because he rebuked her physical advance. But maybe he on that day just needs a minute to himself. And maybe he likes to, I don't know, pluck his balls. And he's afraid to tell her he likes to pluck his balls. So he needs to do it in silence.
Pluck, you mean like literally like with a tweezer?
I don't know what that means. But
okay.
Just something that's maybe would be considered abnormal or, wow, questionable behavior to someone else. If it's something you like to do to yourself, you know what I mean?
Ball plucking.
Here's something I like to do. Do you guys like to shop online?
No.
Yes.
Well, we all shop online, Chris. We all do. We do it. You don't shop online?
It depends on the site that I use.
You would actually shop online a lot more if you had Honey.
Oh, I love Honey. Honey's great.
It is. Yeah. We've been talking about Honey forever.
Honey.
We've all seen that promo code Field told us to check out, but thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one that fits your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech, gaming products, to popular fashion brands, even food delivery. And this is just how it works. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, Honey button drops down and all you have to click is apply coupons. And you wait a few seconds and bang. It's actually, this adds up. And I found it because I wear the same thing about a million times, as you guys know. And this shirt that I already thought I was kind of getting a good deal on.
I was like Peter Griffin.
It's true. I wear the same thing every day. And I have now saved what I already thought I was doing pretty well on this. I've saved another $16 on this shirt.
Oh, wow.
Which when you get like 100 of them over the course of the year, because I'm a maniac.
Chris, you should sign
really
up.
Adds up.
I'm already on Honey.
It really adds up.
I'm always on Honey.
And no, we talk about it.
I don't have my phone or else I do it.
This is one of those things that honestly, like, I can't.
So I much really, Honey.
It's not even just in the show. I've told a lot of people about
like
it.
Jessica Alba. Anyway. So much Honey.
But Chris, if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/pineapple. That's joinhoney.com/pineapple.
Uh-huh, Honey.
Which, there you go.
/ pineapple.
But if you put Honey on a pineapple, it also might be a delicious, sweet treat.
Oh, my God. I'm right now years old when I find out about Hot Honey.
Hot Honey's great. Yeah. I love Hot Honey.
Yeah. I think you turned someone.
Probably me, because I'm a big Hot Honey person.
Yeah.
Hot Honey?
Yeah.
What do you put on? Well, I guess what? Could I put on wings here?
Everything.
Toast. Here we do it on the fried bologna sandwich.
I did it on cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese is nice because it would be nice. I have it on ricotta, so it's kind of the same thing. And then what do we do hot honey on at home a lot? We do, I can't remember right now. We do something.
Everything.
Yeah, we do something with some hot honey. But also we shop with honey and whoa.
Yeah.
Yep.
The savings.
I put that honey on everything.
Now, we have Mom's birthday coming up.
Yes.
And I thought of you because I'm trying to figure this out.
We got drunk on Sunday and told her about it, so now it's not a surprise.
Yeah, it's not a surprise anymore. As a matter of fact,
we called her into a different room and went, surprise!
Yeah, straight up inviting people now.
She's inviting people?
Yeah.
That was a pretty good surprise, though. It lasted up until like a week before.
That was good.
Pretty good.
I'm trying to find her a shaman.
Oh, my God.
Where do I get myself a shaman?
What kind do you want?
I don't know.
I didn't know there's more than one.
Well, there's different spiritual beliefs. You can get like a Santero, which is like one in like a Santeria, which is like a Latino form of.
Why'd you point to me?
She like, needs like an. Saying. She wants like just kind of like an energy cleanse, positivity.
Reiki. I know a Reiki person. Do you know what Reiki is? Where they kind of.
Is that like what they do in? Is that in The Lion King? You know that.
No, that's Rafiki.
Yeah, but is Rafiki like, he's kind of a rock. He hits him with a stick and draws stuff and he's like spiritual guy.
Maybe. I feel
like
I think that's why they call him Rafiki. Do we have anyone in the podverse that could recommend
somebody? Cassandra's got somebody that we're working on, but like to fly them up is a lot.
That's a lot. No. I have a couple people. Do they need to speak English? Probably, or we need a translator.
I think it's better if they don't speak English, but they shouldn't speak a language that anyone, like, it's got to be like an ancient language.
No, like an 80-year-old man.
I think that's perfect.
Yeah. I think he speaks Spanish.
How do you? How
I
do
think
you
it's
talk?
Better
it's
if they
like
don't speak
in between
the language.
Coughs, you figure out.
How do you know? How do you know
him? Urbano started an old man.
I met him at like a bodega in the neighborhood, and he was like old, and he was carrying bags, and I took him home, I gave him a ride, and then I kind of just started visiting him as I realized he was like old, and I would give him like $20, and then I found out what he did, and he would give me like.
But is he a shaman?
He's like a yeah. He has all these. I've come to find out that he's like a santero. He's like a he practiced with herbs in Haiti and Africa, and he's done all these rituals. He's like 80. He's been practicing. He's from Cuba.
I think it would be better if whoever we got spoke no English.
Because I understand like 50% of what he says.
Because then the problem is whatever spiritual person we get, mom like lives her life to the letter of what that person said.
Yeah.
So if she can't understand what they said,
it's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've come like he went to prison and he has this like, yeah, it's an interesting story.
Got a lot of.
But I understand 50% of it, so I could be making most of it up.
It's a very shaman-like story.
It is. He's on a quest. So.
Well, we gotta look into that. And then I had one quick little. This is kind of as an aside. We were trying to get Christine on the pod for a minute. Okay. Did you meet Christine for the first time,
Butler?
No, I know Christine.
You've known Christine for a bit.
Yeah, like, I met her last summer.
Right here.
Absolutely.
So I have a friend I've recently reconnected with because he moved to Asbury.
Okay.
So he was dating a girl, and now he's no longer dating this girl. And he goes, "Do you have anybody for me?" I said, "You wait right there," and I FaceTimed Christine.
Oh, nice.
And her friends picked up.
Okay.
Basically vetted the guy.
Oh, shit, okay, son.
Well, she kind of looked on from a distance, and they were about
Was this
it.
All impromptu, or was it?
No, it was all impromptu, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's actually.
I don't like that the friends have so much power in the beginning of the relationship already.
Well, that's
I think everybody
now.
Just kind of like,
really?
like setting it up. But that, that's something I kind of put on the radar. But no, I might actually have him on the show because he said he had an update for me. And I said, you know what? Christine, you don't want to come on the show? Don't worry. I'll bring the show to you.
Can
you call
Are you making this guy up?
Who the fuck is this guy?
No.
Dino?
Can we call
him? A little bit. No. Well, I don't know where it's going to go. Let me see if there's a real update for like,
oh,
no.
Wait a second. I think can I guess who it is? But not on this? Is he going to be here later?
Potentially.
What?
Potentially.
Okay.
But we'll discuss it.
Door.
But I think this is a long way of saying I might have a story. We'll see. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to try the other way. We're going to try and introduce Christine to someone on our end and then see what happens. We're going to try and the pod our way to happiness for Christine.
I think Christine is a super sweet girl.
Me too.
Yeah, she's super cute. She got a hot body, great attitude. She smiles. Mm-hmm. She just has a lot of girlfriends who are in relationships or with kids, right?
I think that she's just kind of in her head problematic. Wanting. I think she's being too result oriented. She just gotta chill.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. One more. Dear Albie and crew, I am 9 months pregnant. Everything has been easy until late when discussing labor with my husband. I only want my husband and I in the room. We have shared our entire pregnancy with everyone, as it took us a lot to become pregnant, 1 in 8. I want labor and our first few moments as a family to be only us. While he agrees, here's the issue. My best friend is a labor and delivery nurse at the hospital we are delivering. There's a chance my friend will be working. My husband feels if we allow my friend to come in the room as a working nurse, his mom, who is also a nurse in a different area, will be mad and it will cause drama forever. His mom holds grudges for everything. She has ever been wronged over. Don't get me wrong, I love her. She's a great mother-in-law, but I do not want her in the delivery room. My husband said if my friend is working when we go in, we just say there's a conflict of interest and we don't want her to be our nurse. My first thought, she's my best friend. I don't want to hurt her feelings. My second thought, I don't want to cause any ripples with her employer. To add to this, my sister agrees my best friend should not be allowed in there, working or not, adding fuel to my husband. I would love to say F everyone, this is my delivery, but it's not who I am, and I respect everyone involved. Any thoughts or words of wisdom? Thanks, Val. Wow.
All right.
Is this baby Jesus? Why do we need so many people in the room when this baby's delivered?
And it's a lot. And I think, Val, you can't say you're not, if that's how you feel, then that's how you feel. But you have to look at it from everyone The great thing about it, Val, is you have all these people who want to see your vag split open and a human coming out of it. They want to see, they want to witness the pain of you shitting yourself as a child comes out of your vagina. Right? That's love, bro. You are loved.
On the opposite end of that same spectrum, right? I think you have, and it seems like it wasn't an easy ride getting there, you have potentially but one opportunity to deliver a child into this world. I would suggest as little people as possible in there. If the plan was you and your husband, the plan's you and your husband.
Yeah.
If someone that works in this hospital is essential to delivering a child, and if you have a nurse there that is close to the case and wants to, like, you know, like, they're obviously going to try extra hard to deliver your baby,
yes,
but, like,
but at the same
I don't
time,
think they slack off other times.
Yes, but they're emotionally invested. It's just like here. If, let's say, one of the server's best friend, mother, sister, cousin are all at a table and it's a really busy night, it's going to be hard for that server to remove themselves from that family table and give everyone equal service.
Yeah, I really don't.
Because there's an emotional commitment.
Yeah, but let me ask you
this.
Like
that's the problem.
I don't like when people really desperately try. Yeah. You see this a lot at weddings with, like, a maid of honor or a best man. When they try to make someone else's day about them. And that's what this feels like. And, like, let's not, like, trick yourself. You're bringing a person into the earth.
Yeah.
So you should probably just, like, keep it small.
Yeah. Yeah, but
you know what I would blame all day? COVID.
Yeah, that's what you just say. And for your best friend, it to me, at first, when I was first listening, I was like, well, who wouldn't want their best friend? Like, if I was going through something and I knew Chris was an expert, I'd be like, damn, I really want Chris there because I know he has my back. But at the same time, if the pact that me and the person who are going in together is like, listen, nobody there but us, then it got to be nobody there.
Well,
here's
the rule.
But hold on.
If you weren't there when it was made, you're not there when it's delivered.
Oh, hold on.
You're the best friend in the room when you made the kid.
That makes things more complicated.
Then it's not there.
Here's what I would
Next
say, though.
Next time, be there in the beginning.
But what we're talking about, the examples
but it is
we're giving.
Ultimately, it is Val. It should be her.
Yeah, but hold on, though. Let's think of the examples we're giving, and I think we're correct. When other family members get involved, especially in a wedding, it always gets screwed up.
Yeah.
It is always the person that is either, oh, no, I'm stepping in, like I'm helping.
Yeah.
Okay. That is the reason shit goes bad every single time.
Facts.
I have never in my time being here, okay, have had the person come in that I'm like, hey, you know, to someone's cousin or sister or best friend, especially when it's the friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Thank you so much. We couldn't have done our job without you. It has never happened.
They've
never not gotten
let
in the
me,
way.
And just so it doesn't sound like we're bitter wedding people, I've never been in a wedding party where I was like, oh, thank God they're here. Otherwise, these pictures would have got fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not the bride, if it's not the groom, I just don't care about your opinion. And I just think having a kid is too damn important.
Yeah.
And then if you end up hating your friend one day, you're always going to kind of be like, they were
there.
Like,
but hold
moment.
On. Now watch this, though. Okay. That being said, and you gave the example before of like when someone's family's in. The reason that we have a problem with that is you don't give effective service to the people around them. They're not the problem.
No.
Your family's taken care of.
No.
This is one of those weird situations because what you're talking about right now is, and I get that it's your friend. I want the A squad in that delivery room.
Yeah.
If that means I've got, you know, my friends, cousins, whatever, blah, 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 are all for whatever reason. They're all delivery room nurses.
Yeah, but because his mother's also a nurse. Now, again.
Different side of nurse, though.
A different nurse.
Different
and
kind.
And not really, like, if you're not requesting this girl isn't requesting that shift. There's multiple women giving birth at different times in these maternity wards.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
So, I mean, what's the probability? So, I think you're putting a stress on yourselves. There's a lot of pontification, and I think that is problematic.
There's a difference
for
between
a pregnant person, right?
Well, look,
and that's what I meant. Like,
you're 9 months pregnant.
Yeah,
this is what you're thinking about.
Chill out.
But
deep breaths.
There's a difference though between
a decision,
a professional argument, and an emotional argument.
It's both, though.
And if you're getting emotional about it, and you're making this decision based on emotion, here's who I want in that room, then you're making a bad decision. If that room, okay, and I feel like your husband should be down with this too. If that room is better with your friend in it because of the quality of nurse she is, your friend should be in the room.
That's it.
Okay, that's it.
That's it, basta. But you're not inviting her as a guest. You're not planning your birth.
No.
Maybe it happens. I don't really know. I don't know if it's a planned pregnancy, if a planned delivery, if it's going to be
it's
happening now.
It's not, in my opinion, a conflict of interest. If your doctor, I believe it's your doctor knows his nurses. If your doctor says this is the best delivery team,
then I want it.
The conflict of interest is your husband saying she shouldn't be there. That's the conflict of interest because he's worried about making his mom upset.
No, it's the mom. And at that point, you know what you do? You now have as much rights to make a decision as that mom does, because the same way that mom wants to involve herself in her child's life, so do you.
Mm-hmm.
And you now have the right as the parent to say, no, this is my child, our child, and this is what we're going to do. And you'll still be there.
Yep. I would leave it, honestly, I would leave it straight up to the doctor. I'd say, listen, ma'am, what are your thoughts? But if she's got a talent for this, whatever, you're taking the emotion out of it, that's where you are.
I think you and your husband just need to look at each other in the face and just be like, whatever, let's just do this. What's safe for both of us? Forget everybody's feelings. It's about our health. It's about the baby. It's about the mom. Because as men, we can experience it emotionally, but women really physically have to do something. And I have no idea what that means, bro. I can't even use the bathroom sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all I got, guys.
Yeah, me too.
Lovely seeing you both. Any parting words?
No.
Okay. Honey/pineapple?
Nice. Love you all.
Love you too, bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.